You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 424, recorded March 2022, posted November 2023. The Fighting Librarians.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a Dungeon Master. He, him. Today, we are returning to Candlekeep. That's right. We are continuing our adventures with Shemsheim's Bedtime Rhyme, an adventure name that's fun to say. I'm having fun just saying it. This is our continuation of this adventure as our adventurers find themselves locked in Firefly Cellar and afflicted with some kind of curse that seems to be musical in nature. Allow me to introduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and then we will jump into things. First up, it's Kathy Campbell. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Tony. I am excited to be here. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Hermione, nay, a centaur fighter. Yep. Who also uses she, her. I can read my document.
Yeah, character sheets. Thank you,
That's
Kathy.
That's what it's called.
All right, also joining us, Tiff Armit. Hi, Tiff.
Hey, I'm she, her, but playing he, him, Polly Quartz, the rock gnome druid, who is also accompanied by little Antony, a quasit, and Cuddles, the reformed smothering rug.
Excellent.
I'm a whole party by myself.
Yeah, you basically are. That's a lot to manage. Also here, it's Aline Sims. Hi, Aline.
Playing Lapsus. I did that last time too. I'm playing Lapis, the Tabaxi cleric. We both are she, her pronoun people, and we are both ready to not sing this song anymore because I have been singing it for about like 24 hours now, and I'm ready to not anymore.
Next up, Rosemary Orchard. Welcome back to TPK, Rosemary.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I am Rosemary Orchard, she, her, playing Tulipa Flores. Also she, her, a fairy wizard who is having lots of fun floating around. Because, you know, that's what fairies do. Mm-hmm.
And last but certainly not least, Erica Ensign. Welcome.
Hello. I feel like this whole adventure is a personal attack against me because I get earwormed so easily that I literally wake up with songs stuck in my head fairly often. And I feel like here I am. It's come to life in a D&D adventure. So yeah, but I'm happy to be here being attacked by Tony. Mm-hmm. And I am playing a character named Fritat Ha, who is looking for her brother. And she's a female Goliath barbarian. Our pronouns are both she, her. And I'm the one that actually carries Cuddles the rug most of the time because it's a big rug. And bigger. I am a big Goliath.
It's true. All right. So the very last thing that happened at the end of last adventure, Hermione was exploring the bookbindery. You found a list of books that had been recently brought to the Firefly Cellar for repair. This is part of Firefly Cellar's kind of work is they do a lot of the basically repairs and overflow storage of less popular books. And as you were starting to kind of question the librarians about that, when you heard a horrible, raspy voice singing from the north side of the library, a song that seemed to match the tune of the song that is stuck in all of your head. Just to remind you all, you are all under the effect of some kind of curse, and we will basically assume that at all times you are kind of either humming the song to yourself or out loud to other people. And that may make some communications and problem solving challenging. Do you need me to sing the horrible song again, or will Erica add in a couple bars of it here in post?
Why not both?
Oh God! No,
I'm just kidding. Yes, I will add it. I will add it in, right. Unless we all want to sing it.
I've put the lyrics on the screen for you there. I will say them not in the horrible voice because that horrible voice really kills my throat. It is Tony's trademark evil monster voice, but here it is in just my normal normal monster voice. See a mother scything wheat, forgotten husband sleeping near. With one swing, she took his feet. With another, took his ear. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Causes grief, avoids the blame. Shamshime. See a dog that knows how to heal. Never heeds plea nor command. Mother gave it a tasty meal. Dog chose instead to eat her hand. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Causes grief, avoids the blame. Shamshime. See a son doing his chores. I don't know if the meter quite works there. Washing clothes for folks in town. Fell into the river's roar. Sank to the bottom and drowned. Does the shadow have a name? Shamshime. Causes grief. Avoids the blame. Shamshime. So that, but in a much creepier voice, has been heard from the north side of the library. I think all of you, I'm not sure if you are exactly where your tokens are. I see Lapis kind of down in the basement. Well, I guess you're all in some form of basement. You're in the basementest of basements. I don't know if you all want to reconvene in the middle floor of Firefly Cellar as you plan your next steps as that horrible voice sings those lyrics over and over again.
I think we were heading northbound. So I'm going
to... You're free to head north. I don't know if somebody feels like leading the way.
I'll lead the way.
All right.
Do this way. Do going north.
All right.
Is the door open or closed up there?
Kind of flying over at the shelf.
So there is there's a door on the north side of this main big chamber that you've all been hanging out in. You know, you get the set. I mean, you burst into the bindery and no one really stopped you. You get the you know. There's a closed door here. It has a sign on it that says Scriptorium. I think there's kind of the social implication that this is staff only, but also what are signs when you're all afflicted with a horrible curse? So yeah, there's a closed door to the north that says Scriptorium. The room
Very, very sad that Annette is not playing with us because Scriptorium is literally the name of her business.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I hope I don't get this wrong.
Awesome.
No pressure.
Yep.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, if you need technical writing, scriptorium.pro.
Mm-hmm. Not
so it's closed. Is it locked? And do I hear anything coming from the other side?
Well, you hear singing that is, I guess, I was going to say louder, but I mean, you're just closer to it. So the relative volume of it is...
Actually, at this point, I'm probably annoyed enough, like, I'm probably getting close to the verge of raging at this point.
None of the librarians seems invested in stopping a Goliath from opening a door.
Yeah, I'm, like, assuming it's not locked, I'm just going to bust open the door while humming and just yell, "Why?" Yeah, Paulie goes, "Yeah!"
All right, you bust open the door. It bangs on its hinges. Does not seem to be damaged, but certainly you made a bunch of noise. You are looking into the Scriptorium for Tata. This room, it seems like this is a room where perhaps librarians engage in like copying books over. You notice there's a bunch of fireflies just kind of lazily drifting around in here, whereas in other parts of Firefly Cellar, they were contained inside lanterns. They're kind of floating around harmlessly in here. There are three writing desks sitting along the north wall. Various books and papers and pens and quills and jars of ink all around here. There's a moldy kind of looking or moldering tapestry on the west wall. The southeast corner of this room looks like it's kind of set off into another room. There's kind of a wood paneled wall with a closed door set in it. The sound of the singing sounds like it is coming from in there. Might be some kind of storage closet or something. There's kind of a yellow glow emanating under the door.
I'm gonna move there unless something stops me and bust through that door in this.
All right, you bust through a second
Why?
Door.
Why?
There's this small storage room, and it is awash in the glow of thousands of fireflies. There's luminescent insects flitting around, and there's a good dozen or so glass terrariums filling the shelves of this storage closet. Just barely underneath the sound of the horrible raspy singing, you can hear the sound of blink blink as fireflies kind of bounce off the glass. The sound, you feel like you're very close to it now, Frittata. It sounds like it is coming from the floor.
I start stamping.
The song continues.
See a dog that knows how to heal, never plea nor command. Mother gave a tasty meal, dog chose instead to eat her hand. Does the shadow have a name? Sham Sham. Causes grief, a voice to blame. Sham Sham. And so on.
I think I'm probably pretty useless at this point because I'm literally just stomping up and down in this room. So if somebody else wants to do something else.
Is there any kind of like crack or something in the floor?
Would you like
that
to
we can kind of like see through? Yeah, I would like to. Should Give I roll an investigation of... check?
Yeah, or perception.
All right, what am I better at? There's no way to know.
No
can
to
I
know.
Help you with it? Either way.
Yeah, I'm going to need some help.
Talipa Floss is helping you, so you have an advantage.
Because I got a 4.
Well, you have advantage, so roll twice.
And... Health is good, then. Health is good.
Roll again? All right,
yeah.
Let's see. All right. 6? Yeah, not better. No,
all right.
I can't see
You're
anything.
You're looking around. It's clearly
it's
coming
me.
From
I'm
the
sorry.
Floor. Polly, you are confident that there is not like an obvious hatch or grate or enter, but it's like there must be I think it's safe to assume there's some kind of secret compartment underneath this floor here, but you have not found how to get to it, right? I don't
Someone
know if somebody else wants
to
do something
there.
Useful.
Stomping around is probably not that useful, but that's all I'm doing.
No, you go ahead, Alina. I didn't have a very good idea.
I'm not in the room with Frittata and Polly. I'm in the
anteroom.
Thank you. But I would like to look around here and see if there are any clues as to what might be going on. Any books that stick out? Anything that looks like it might be useful. I don't know what that might be.
Oh, give me an investigation check.
Investigation. Ooh, 19.
You're poking around at the books. There's some fancy calligraphy supplies. You notice that filthy tapestry on the wall I mentioned seems kind of out of place here. It feels like it does not seem like it, you have not seen any other tapestries in other parts of Firefly Cellar, and it just seems like, why this here? It's kind of ugly.
Okay, I want to look behind it.
All right, you look behind the tapestry. Behind the filthy tapestry, someone has carved into the wall, perhaps carved, perhaps scratched with a humanoid hand, the lyrics to the song that are repeating over and over again.
I want to pull the tapestry down from the wall.
You pull the tapestry down. The full lyrics are there on the wall. And the tapestry seems like it was conspicuously placed there to cover that up.
Hermione goes, "Oh, goody. Now we can sing along.
See a mother sighing weak, forgotten husband sleeping near. With one swing she took his feet, with another took his ear."
Yep. All right, I'm going to use my skills of persuasion to recommend that we try and hum without the singing. Lyricless humming.
And
excellent.
Yet you find now that you know the words to the song, yourself incapable of doing that.
Oh, no.
I mean, I have +1 in persuasion. I feel very persuasive right now.
All right. Well, start with yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to persuade your way out of a curse, is all I'm saying.
It is. Yeah.
So, let's see. Hermione, you have poked around. You've headed into this room. Lapis, you found the message scratched on the wall. I think Little Anthony and Tulipa were searching in the Firefly room. Hermione, you want to do something?
I am going to kind of stomp next to Frittata because, of course, the big Goliath beat.
Now we're dancing to it.
Yes, we're dancing together to the beat. I've got my hoofs going. I'll do an investigation check or perception as I'm stomping to see if I see or feel anything.
Yeah, like, does it sound more hollow, the clip-clops in one area than another?
Uh, 13.
All right, you are clip-clopping, and you're clip-clopping. You find a board that feels like it's got, like, a, like, it's not, it's been placed there, but not actually, like, put into place. There's a loose board, and it seems like this board is, you know, maybe concealing some kind of compartment.
Oh, hey! Think I found something. Do, 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 do. Let's look under here. Anyone have a something that can pry
protection
it
spell?
Out of here?
I will just try to rip it up. I will just try to rip it up with my hands.
All right. Frittata tears open the secret compartment. There's basically like a little like pit compartment under this storage room. It's unlit. And inside it are two skeletons. One of the skeletons is singing.
Oh, this is fun.
How big is this pit?
It's exactly two skeletons big. It is they are real cramped and shoved in there.
Okay, it does not look like each other's skeletons.
Yeah, this does not look like this is a comfortable place. This is not a two-bedroom pit. This does not look like this is not a studio
pit. Okay, so well, it's not as comfortable as our rather close quarters that we slept in last
night.
No,
this is like smaller than the closets in my pseudo-legal apartment. And one of them is, one of the skeletons is noteworthy because it is singing. The other skeleton is just present.
See a son doing his chores, washing clothes for folks in town, fell into the river's roar, sank to the bottom and drowned. Does the shadow have a name?
Shab, 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 shab.
Causes grief, a voice of blame.
Shab, 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 shab.
I would like to cast...
Silencio.
I mean, silence is a spell that somebody might have, but I don't.
I do not. I have Druidcraft,
but not in the weird Harry Potter Latin.
I'm not spelling.
All right, so I want to. I'm assuming someone like yells or something so that I can kind of come into the doorway.
The sound is slightly louder now that it is no longer in a hidden compartment.
Also, you probably heard a board being thrown across the room and smashing into a glass terrarium that used to be full of fireflies, which are now flying around the room.
Yeah, there's slightly more fireflies in the room.
So
for Tyler, there is going to be a bill sent to you at the end.
When we save the day, though, it'll all be wiped out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no fireflies were harmed in the making of this.
Just the terrariums.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go to the doorway. I would move my token there, but I'm not exactly sure where it is on the map. And I want to cast Eye of the Grave.
Ooh.
I know the location of any undead within 60 feet. That isn't behind total cover and that isn't protected from divination magic. So basically I'm trying to determine, is this undead or is it just something that is charmed or cursed or otherwise enchanted to sing?
Smart.
Good question. Yep. So you cast, what's the name of it again? Something Grave?
Eyes of the Grave.
Eyes of the Grave. Let me consult.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. Creepy and also excellent planning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now, like, probably the next thing I'm going to do, unless somebody stops me, is just stomp all over that skeleton.
Ooh, me too!
Pulverize it.
in the beat, of course.
Yes, to the beat, for sure.
I will say, Lapis, that this... I think this sets off your undead alarm, but in kind of the faintest way. Like, it does not seem like this... For example, the skull is singing... The rest of the skeleton does not seem animated. It has not made any aggressive actions, even though somebody just tore off the board that was concealing it. But it is certainly not properly laid to rest.
Okay.
I would say that this might be the case of, you know, you're a cleric, you've been around. There might be something like, you know, a curse this creature suffered in life still afflicts its remains. Maybe the ghost of that creature is still, like, tied to this, to its mortal remains. This is not a zombie or an animated skeleton that's going to come marching around and attacking you with swords. It has no swords currently. But it is a skeleton that is singing, and that is not traditional skeleton behavior. I mean, except in Dungeons & Dragons. That's not traditional buried skeleton behavior.
Okay. It's not a properly laid to skeleton,
no,
to rest and, skeleton's behavior.
And, you know, the way that this skeleton and the other skeleton, because there are, in fact, two skeletons, have been kind of, like, put in this compartment does not kind of speak to you know, creatures that were kind of laid to rest in a peaceful ceremonial way that would encourage them
This is just disrespectful, yeah, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I do an investigation check to see, like, if I can just, like, guesstimate, like, age of person who died? Like, how big are they?
Yeah, give me
are
a quick medicine check.
Okay. This is gonna go well.
I will help you with
You're unlikely to Thank kill you. Them more than they are already killed.
This is very true. So 15 on the first roll. All right, you're plus one.
These skeletons, so. They do appear to both be adult humanoid human type creatures. The skeletons mm-hmm. are quite old. It's just bones. There's no signs of any clothing or organic material. So probably. Mm-hmm. These are not fresh skeletons. I don't know. You would guess more than 75 years.
Right.
Also, one of them is singing, which medically is strange.
Yes.
Also,
is there anything else in the pit with the skeletons? Oh. Like, you said that there's no room, mm-hmm. but, like, is there, like, a book in there or a piece of paper,
there's
like,
not.
Clutched between their hands?
They're just in there. I will tell you, it does seem... one of the skeletons, the skeleton that is singing, has a conspicuous hole in the back of it of the head, suggesting that that's probably how the person who owned and operated that skeleton died. The cause of death of the other skeleton that is not singing seems is not obvious from the skeleton there. Yeah, owned and operated is an odd way to refer to a skeleton, I realize.
It is, but it's also fairly accurate, so.
Yep.
Hmm.
Well, I'm just getting more and more annoyed as I keep singing this awful, awful song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody think it would be a good or bad idea, either way, opinions, to get the skeletons out of the pit?
I mean, I was just going to...
I want to go... I have an idea. Sorry.
Do it. Okay. Whatever you're going to do.
Yeah?
Do it.
All right. So that little girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had those weird pictures that she drew of the song. Mm-hmm. I want to go get her, and I want to show her the skeletons and be like, all right, so I'm going to go get her.
All right.
Okay.
I go.
Do we have money to pay for therapy bills?
We'll worry about that later.
There's universal health care.
I'll put a spell on her later.
Is there? Okay. There's universal health care in this setting?
Only in the library.
It's a true fantasy.
Oh, okay. Okay, because we use violence to solve a lot of problems in the world of Dungeons and Dragons, I'm just saying.
I have the girl with me now.
Yes, Gailby appears. Somehow her grandfather does not object to you. He is not doing well. I forgot. He is not aware of his surroundings. So you have fetched Gailby. Where are we
going? I fetched Gailby. Come with me, kid. Hey, kid. Look at these two dudes in the hole. I don't know if they're dudes. No, don't. Do you know these guys?
Gailby runs back into the main room.
What's her problem?
Halloween decoration.
It's like she's never seen a skeleton before.
Varnier looks
singing.
Varnier
singing. It's cute.
Varnier is comforting Gailby as her grandfather is lying unconscious on the ground. Gailby is screaming.
Varnier at least she's not singing anymore.
Varnier is looking at all of you with just intense disdain. Katala is like,
hey, look, we found the singing source.
Well, that plan didn't work out so good.
Katala kind of heads over. None of the librarians or Cadala have gone into this room yet, and says, "What did Gilby see? What is all this?"
Ta-da!
Some piles of bones singing in a hole. As you do.
Catella drops to all fours and says, "I can't take it anymore," and runs for the exit to Firefly Cellar.
These people are useless.
Okay, apart from the fact that we're locked in, this is fine. Okay.
I want to smash the skeleton. So
hey,
bad.
Hey, Varnier. You, remembered something about this thing, something. Do you recognize these two?
Varnier is not going to look at skeletons with you. Sorry, allow me to say this. I am not interested in looking at whatever you found in there. You people, I'm going to chalk all of this up to curse behavior.
Okay, great. So how do we get the curse to stop? Of course, always said... stomping, dancing as I'm talking. Just want to put a blanket over that. You're welcome. But yes, continue.
So we haven't found that book yet, the missing book.
No.
The Shemsheim Rhymes.
The titular Shemsheim's Bedtime Rhyme book is still missing.
So what we know is there are two skeletons digging, singing in a hole. Well, there's one that's singing.
One singing skeleton and one non-singing skeleton.
Yeah. Right. In a hole. They know the words. We have a little girl who drew some really creepy pictures in her room that we found. Mm-hmm. And we have a log of the books, and the one book that's missing is the Shemsheim rhyme. Correct. And so at this point, we know
the lyrics on the wall.
And we have the lyrics on the wall, and we
that were
know...
scratched by a hand that I'm guessing is the bone of the hand of the thing singing.
Or the little girl. Possessed.
Or the little girl.
They look old. And they look like somebody plays. You know, the little girl does not look like she's the kind of person who puts up tapestries to cover her graffiti work.
Well, no, but somebody else might have put up the tapestry to cover up what she's
done. She's not tall enough either to put that tapestry up.
Okay. So we know the name Shemsheim at this point, right? Mm. Can we find a mirror and say it three times?
You are free to do that.
Okay. Can I do an arcana check to see if I know of a spell or curse or similar that would cause a skeleton to sing?
Sure. Do an arcana check.
Okay. I would also, I think I did a history check before, but I can't remember if I did a history check since we learned the name of Shemsheim and the rhyme. And certainly not since we found the skeleton. So I would like to do
a history check. The skeleton continuing to sing incessantly in the little compartment it's in.
I'm going to smash it so soon.
Okay. I rolled 14 on my arcana check, so I'm crossing my fingers.
It certainly seems like this is probably some kind of advanced stage of the curse that the skeleton or the person that owned the skeleton suffered from in life. And it's possible that what you are looking at here in this sad little hole is all of your futures. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. There might be
some comfort in knowing that death itself will not let you escape the song stuck in your head.
Cool. So basically what you're saying is it would be a mercy for me to smash this thing into bits, maybe.
But the only thing I'm going to say is, what if smashing it into smithereens triggers a further extended part of the curse?
Yep, that's entirely possible, which is why I've managed to avoid doing it so far, but
can I suggest
a lot longer.
That we
but
we
I have
put
rolled the, my history check.
Oh, what was your history check?
Go for it.
I rolled a 20 on the die, which gives me a 22. So nice. Have I heard anything about like curses like this or Shemsheim specifically, or because I've traveled throughout multiple planes of existence, so I might have heard some random stuff about how to get rid of a curse like this.
I think that you feel like this is probably your classic curse book situation, and that somebody classic curse book situation.
Gotcha.
Candlekeep, basically spoilers for the entirety of Candlekeep, it's either a book curses you or you get sucked inside a book, and so far you have not gotten sucked inside a book,
so it looks so, like we got a classic CBS on our hands.
Yeah,
huh?
Classic CBS. And that finding the book is probably important to that, to if not defeating the curse, understanding more about it. I would say that while you have been thinking on this, Catella has run upstairs, and you hear the sound of Catella attempting to break down the door outside to get out of Firefly Cellar. It sounds like a cat trying to open a door with a very complicated door handle over and over again, because that's kind of what Catella is. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the doors are all locked, I believe.
Yes, I believe the door is specifically locked with both a powerful physical lock and a magic lock on it as well. So it is. It seems like Catella does not possess the means to get out of the door.
All right, at least
attempting to brute force it is not getting anywhere.
This is frustrating because I am smart and I want to do smart things, but I'm also a very ragey barbarian right now, and I don't feel like I can do a lot.
The song is continuing to madden you, Frittata.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would suggest we put the board back over the skeletons, the tapestry on top of it, close the door, and close other doors so that we are slightly further removed and it might drive you insane more slowly.
We should search this room first for the book.
Yeah, yes, we got to find that book.
Mm-hmm. Accio. I don't know how to pronounce it. Clearly, Accio. Wingardium Leviosa. I know how to do.
Acura Hyundai.
I only got a 10 on investigation to search this.
Car check was better than mine, Tiff. I was like, I don't remember who makes those. sorry, somebody rolled an investigation check?
Yeah, I only got a 10. Which
means I got a 2. 16. So.
Tell me, are you searching the scriptorium, the storage room full of fireflies, or the pit full of skeletons? Tulipa,
I would like to start in the pit full of skeletons before we close it up and then move up to the room with the fireflies and
I
then
did the
move
room
from there.
The
All right, 16, you search the pit. You feel confident that there is just two skeletons. One of them singing in that pit. No books or book-like things.
Let's put the tapestry in the pit with the skeletons. Okay. And maybe gag.
Not where it came from, but, you know.
That's fine.
Yep.
We don't care.
Yep. You put the tapestry in
there. I'm just going to try gagging it. Wrap up its head. Something.
Slightly muffled, but still surprisingly grating. Does a shadow have a name?
Without lungs, you would think a skeleton would really struggle.
Causes grief, avoids the blame.
And no lips either. He enunciates really well.
No vocal cords.
Yeah, no tongue?
Yeah, it's all in the...
It's just all teeth.
It's all in the teeth. I don't know a lot about singing, but my understanding is 90% teeth.
Yep. It's just basic physics, really.
Oh. Yeah, no diaphragms required. Mm-mm.
You search the pit. For Tata, you search the storage room. You rolled a 10. There's lots of firefly. There's various boxes that look like they have, you know, firefly upkeep related things. You do, as you're kind of poking around, you do find something scratched into the floorboards kind of next to the compartment that the skeletons are in. Somebody has scratched three words, finish the rhyme. And it looks in a very kind of weird, scratched into wood manic script. It does not carefully calligraphied here is what I'm saying. Finish the rhyme.
Do we have the art somewhere that we can look at again? That the kid drew?
Oh, the small creepy stuff.
I think there were multiple pages of it, but that's at least one page.
Okay, but that doesn't help because that's
the three that's in the rhyme.
In the rhyme, yeah.
There was not I would say that I don't remember exactly what I showed you in December, but it the images lined up with the lyrics that you now know.
So there weren't any images that are not
present.
Not, okay.
Not, yeah.
Not yet.
Does anyone remember what was on the tapestry that we shoved in the hole?
The tapestry was just like, it was like a mountain.
Oh, okay.
It was like a generic idea of a mountain. It did not, if it was a specific mountain, it's poorly executed.
It was an IKEA tapestry is what you're telling us.
It seemed like it was probably somewhere like when they were outfitting Candlekeep library, like 400 years ago, somebody's brother was like a tapestry salesman, and they like they bought tapestries by the pound, which is you do not get quality tapestries by the pound.
No, so it wasn't even IKEA; it was Yisk.
I don't get it. Is that a Canadian joke or?
I don't think it's from Canada. It's another Nordic country store that's like steps and steps down from.
Or
from
like
IKEA.
Wish we ordered. It's, they ordered Yisk. Them from Wish.
It starts with a J. J-Y-S-K. Yisk.
Nice.
I didn't know there was a step below IKEA. No offense, IKEA. Most of my house is from you, but
yeah, same.
Yeah,
ditto.
I don't remember the concept of the picture. Did Gailby like come up and show it to us, or
we found it? We found it in her room.
I think somebody was searching
for like under her bed or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we really upset this child.
Yeah,
the whole
thanks, Polly.
The whole skeleton thing. Maybe that was one of those places where, as a dungeon master, I should have said, "Like, is that really what you want to do?" And Polly would have been like, "Yeah." Yeah. Like, all right. Well, same thing happens.
I forget the kids aren't grown ups because we're the same size.
Trouble.
Fair. Touché.
Maybe we have the pretty delicate fairy go try and calm her down and figure out if she had any other dreams or nightmares or
so you have wrapped the skeleton in a tapestry. I was going to say a rug. That's not how we treat rugs.
No.
The wrapped rug it in a tapestry.
Cuddles is otherwise occupied.
Yeah, place the board back in place. Perhaps close the door to the Firefly room. Perhaps close the door to the scriptorium and are back in the main room. Just to recap who is here, Crinkle the Kenku is probably down on the lower level. Varnir is here. She's pacing back and forth. Not really happy to be trapped in a cellar with all of you. Gailby is here, shaking. Ebdur is on the ground, kind of comatose. And the sounds of Catulla trying to break down the door up above... stop as Catulla comes back down the stairs. Catulla, the tabaxi visiting scholar, looks kind of wild-eyed. Her ears and whiskers are all kind of pointing in different directions, looking all twitchy, and she is just staring at all of you with a look of perhaps anger and malice on her feline face.
Fair.
I get that a lot.
Okay, so, I will talk to Gailby, who is over here.
Gailby is rocking back and forth. Deeply traumatized, both by the events of the day and what you just made happen.
Sure to her.
Kids gotta grow up sometime.
I can't believe she lives in this world and hasn't seen, like, a singing skeleton. Like, that just shocks me.
I mean, this is homeschooled, so, you know, it's true. A sheltered life. Talika, right. you're talking to Gailby?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I should open with Druidcraft, where I can like create a little orb that's going to show like what the weather is, as like a way to distract her and maybe calm her down first. Don't know if anybody has opinions on distracting.
Is that
small
the opposite
before
of a skeleton?
Interrogating them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that's standard practice.
Mm. Okay, cool. Then I'm going to use Druidcraft, and I'm going to check what the weather's like for the next 24 hours, apparently. that's what it does. To start with. And go, hi.
Hi.
What's your favorite food?
Good start.
Eggs? I like eggs.
Eggs? How do you like eggs?
Scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs?
Yeah.
For breakfast or lunch or both?
All of the above. Sometimes I lose track of what time of day it is down here. It's so dark.
Yeah, it is pretty dark. I guess that's kind of scary sometimes.
Sometimes. Especially now that I know that there's a skeleton right where I live all the time.
Oh, there's two?
There won't be a skeleton here for much longer.
There's two, says Hermione from across the room.
Let's not there's two of them.
It's got a friend.
Don't worry, we're going to get rid of the skeletons. But is there anything else here that scares you?
I'm worried about my grandfather, Ebdur. He doesn't... I guess you don't usually refer to your grandfather by his first name, but I'm worried about my grandfather. I don't know if he's going to get better.
Try not to worry too much about your grandfather. he will be much better if he knows that you are not going to be ill because you're getting really, really scared about something.
Kind of across the room from you, not that far away, Tulipa, Catella has come back, and Catella is kind of pacing around. Varnir is kind of also pacing around, and though they all seem to be kind of trying to avoid each other, somehow their pacing has crossed paths, and Catella has grabbed Varnir kind of by the collars and says, "You have the key. Give me the key. Let me out of here. I don't want to die underground."
All right, I think I'm going to use my sleep spell on Catella to stop a riot happening. Okay. Does that seem like a good idea? Anybody object?
Works for me.
This whole time, I'm just going to start searching for the book.
Okay.
Like, I'm going Furtada and also looking for the book. She's looking high. I'm going to look low.
All right. There are obviously lots of books here in this main level of the library. Stacks and stacks of books. Stacks in the bookcase kind of way. Not in the piled heaps kind of way. All these circular shapes around this area are shelves and shelves of books. But you got to start somewhere. But it is kind of a needle in a haystack situation. So you spread out and start looking for books.
Yeah. Now, I'm spreading out quite a way. Because the sleep spell is not that discriminate.
Sure. Catella and Varnir are kind of, it's getting physical. Catella is like grabbing and kind of like, you know, Catella is a very distinguished scholar and is not trained in fisticuffs. But Varnir is also a librarian. So, you know, blows have been exchanged at this point, though it's mainly Catella, and Varnir is just trying to calm Catella down. Is this how you want to be remembered? Says Varnir, and Catella's like, I don't want to be remembered. I want to live forever. Varnir says, well, that's just unrealistic. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, because I would use Toll the Dead, but it's a wisdom saving throw. I feel like a librarian and a scholar are the wrong people to use that against.
Yeah. I could use my whip and wrap her up.
I could just grab somebody and lift them up.
That works.
Sleep might be the most non-violent approach.
Yep.
I mean,
it
does technically damage people, so.
Does it? I thought it made them go unconscious.
I thought it just puts them to sleep.
So, undead and creatures immune to being charmed aren't affected. Creatures' hit points must be equal to a remaining. The sleeper takes damage.
That's when they wake up.
No, it stops when somebody is damaged. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So
everybody step away from the fighting librarians. Mm-hmm.
Clear! Yep.
Technically one of the visiting scholar, thank you, says Catella as she adjusts her glasses and goes back to slapping.
Maybe one of you can just like distract Galeby and like play hide and seek with her for a second so she doesn't get hit by this. So I'm going to cast sleep and hopefully it'll get Catella, but it
might get Varnir too. How many hit points worth of creature of librarian scholar go down?
21 points.
All right. Catella slumps to the ground.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Varnir looks relieved.
Yeah. I'm just gonna say, please don't harm her harder. Please don't do anything further because that will wake her up.
Varnir gives you a look as if like, yeah, of course.
I know, but like it got physical just now, so let's be realistic here, people.
Okay. She started it.
All right, people who are searching for books, give me perception checks as you're searching through the stacks looking for books or other places that you might look for books.
I want to go down to the Firefly room.
To the which room?
Go down like the downstairs.
Okay, to the bottom level
by the rooms.
The librarian's sleeping quarters are.
Have we gotten a description of this book yet? Have we actually talked to somebody who saw it?
I don't think you have.
My plan was to next ask Galeby what her favorite book is and what book she's been reading recently. Because let's face it, a book with the title Bedtime in it is probably like somebody's going to think it's fine for kids.
True.
So Galeby, what's your favorite book?
I like all the books, but I'm not really a great reader yet.
That's okay. Have you read or has anybody read anything different or interesting for you recently?
Sometimes my grandfather reads to me. We're reading a book about a troll that wants to become a wizard, but he's not allowed to be a wizard because he's a troll. Sometimes that makes me
mad.
Where
is that book?
Oh, it's in my room.
Cool. Do you have lots of books in your room?
Only a couple. I like to draw mainly. I like drawing more than books.
Where do you get ideas for your drawings?
I don't know. Where do ideas come from?
They just appear. This just got deep.
This is a very good point. Like, do you wake up and you have like something that you want to draw immediately?
Yeah, usually eggs.
Eggs are a good thing to draw. Like, how do you draw an egg? Like, do you draw like the eggshell, or do you draw like a
It's kind of like drawing a circle, but not as hard.
Okay, cool. So you're drawing like the egg and the shell.
Yeah,
I love this kid.
Cool. Okay. Have you?
I don't know how kids talk, people.
That's fine. You're nailing it.
All right.
Like, yeah, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah. Perfection.
Yeah. Have you seen any books of bedtime rhymes around here?
That sounds familiar. There was a book with music in it that I saw the other day.
Where did you see it?
What did it look like?
I think it was in the bindery. I think it was being my. I think my grandfather was going to repair it. There was something wrong with it, but it still played music.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What did it look like?
It's kind of shiny. It looked like a box, kind of like a metal box. It didn't look like a book.
What color was it?
It had like parts that moved. It was real fancy.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool. How big was it? Like, that sounds pretty big for a book.
I'm just checking how canonically how big the book is.
Yeah, get what color it was too, because that'll make searching a lot easier.
The description,
I mean,
you
said it was metal and shiny.
The description is very specific. I don't think Gilby has this. It was 18 inches on each side. It was a square. No, it was kind of orange. It was orangey. It was big. It was bigger than all these other books that don't sing.
Is it bigger than me?
Could
no,
you, I say, from I across
well,
the shelf?
How tall is Tulipa?
I mean, I'm a fairy.
Could you make a stack of other books that are as big as it was? Ooh. I say from the other side of the shelves.
Gilby starts making a stack of books. Let us just say that she has combined a stack of books into basically an 18-inch square kind of box shape.
Wow. Like, how did it open?
It was like a book. And she opens one of the books as if to helpfully explain to you how a book works.
So, opens in the middle rather than there being like a lid on top or something. Okay.
Maybe check and see if she knows like who last was messing with it or working on it, or who works in the bindery.
She said her father, her grandfather.
Yeah, do you know what happened after your grandfather repaired it or was working on it?
I don't think he finished working on it. I think it was still gonna be worked on.
Okay, when was this? Like yesterday?
How did days work? I think it was yesterday.
Okay. I have no idea how days
work.
That's
such a good question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any eggs?
I think we can find you some eggs downstairs. I think Crinkle might be able to make you some eggs.
Wow, deeply offensive.
Racist.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Just guessing. There was a kitchen down there. It's possible that there's eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I get the impression that Crinkle does the food stuff. She made us food yesterday. Did you have any weird dreams last night?
Yeah, but I think I have those all the time.
Yeah, what are they like?
Sometimes I'm a dinosaur. Sometimes other people are dinosaurs. Nice.
Very important question. What's your favorite dinosaur?
I like Brontosaurus, except did you know that Brontosaurus is not actually a dinosaur anymore? There's a whole fight about it. Canonically in the Dungeons and Dragons world now, too.
I was like, they're doing
it's just like in our world, except one of them's a dwarf and one of them's an elf. Canon.
Same difference.
What? Why do I do this to myself?
Because you enjoy giving us all joy.
Joy.
I guess so. Should I go look for the book?
Yes, please. That would be really helpful. Can I come with you?
Gilby runs off.
All right. I'm going to attempt to follow her because I'm able to fly, so maybe I can keep track of a small
child.
What's
your speed?
30 feet.
Okay. I think that that is, you're matching with her in speed. So, Gelby is basically just kind of running in circles around the main room of the library, going in and out from different stacks. After a couple of minutes,
I might just perch on the top of a bookcase and just keep an eye on her so I don't have
Talipa,
to fly.
After a couple of minutes, you get the sense that possibly Gelby has forgotten what she, you know, after the third loop, it suggests that Gelby may just be running for the sake of running and not.
I mean, as long as she's distracted and not freaking out and panicking.
So like I probably shouldn't remind her about the singing skeletons. Mm.
Yeah, like let's possibly like use the information that we have and come back and interrogate her further later.
Yeah, are kind of looking around, did people look on shelves and roll things, or did they just poke around?
I rolled once.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a four.
You're at four.
For perception.
None of you have found a copy.
Can I maybe help some people with this?
I rolled a 14.
I would like to roll an investigation because now that I know a little bit more about what it actually looks like, I want to sort of take a scan of like, you know, I've wandered around, like what are the shelves that would actually accommodate something that are 18 inches? Mm-hmm. I also want to know how deep are these shelves? Could somebody have hidden an 18-inch box behind books so that I should start just pulling books out and dumping them on the floor?
It seems like that would be a hard thing to hide.
Okay.
It would certainly not... Oh, it's a hard thing to hide well, especially given what you know. But you're searching thoroughly.
Well, my investigation check is still only a 9.
9. Okay. So you are all searching. You know, it's a needle in a haystack situation. You're taking books off shelves. You're looking through stuff. You are not finding anything that looks like it. You're a lot of dust. As you're searching, you're all humming or singing, not even to yourselves anymore, but to each other. Could I hear a little bit of that, please?
Can we ask Farnir to help us find the book?
I have a very... are we singing together collectively? Like, is the pattern...
Yeah, you're roughly in tune with each other to the extent that that's possible, given your abilities.
See your mother scathing weeds.
Forgotten husband sleeping near. With one swing she took his feet. With another took his ear. Does the shadow have a name?
Everybody now!
Shem Shem!
Excellent.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Yeah.
I always want to add a second Shem Shem.
I do too.
In there.
Me too.
Just, like, really. Mm-hmm.
It's even worse. It makes it worse because it doesn't do that. Mm. Yeah. I want to check out the fixing room.
All right, the bindery.
Yes.
So you're poking around. Like. None of you are finding any books of notice, especially nothing like this strange book that Gelby has described to you. And as you are poking around, you kind of, you know, you hope that you are making some progress on getting further to discovering the source of this horrible curse. Ebdur is on the ground. Varnir is kind of, you know, watching over him. Catulla seems slightly more peacefully snoozing in the corner, but still kind of snoring in tune. You know, when something kind of seems to change in the cellar, the air around you starts to feel just kind of like thick and kind of oppressive. It's kind of squashing in on you. All of your nerves feel kind of like all prickly. Your muscles get kind of all twitchy, and it's like you're all being kind of like pulled by invisible strings. I want you to do a DC 15 charisma saving throw, each of you. And if you could put that in the chat in roll 20, just so I see those numbers in one place, that would be appreciated. All right. So I see that, Furtata got a 20, Hermione got a 3, Lapis got an 18, Tulipa also got an 18, and Pauly Quartz got a 9. So the bad news is that all of us? I forget how many of them are. Yeah, that's all of us. Okay.
Well, unless you're counting Lil Antony.
I think Lil Antony, you know, he follows Pauly's
I'll roll for Lil Antony. Let's see.
Okay.
4.
Excellent. Consistent. The bad news is that as you're kind of searching, Hermione and Pauly, you feel this thing. It's like tugging at you, and it's like you kind of are having this out of body experience as you are like losing control of your control of your physicality, and you feel something. we were to name that something, we might call it Shemsheim. Something tugging at you, forcing you to take up arms against your friends.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Roll initiative.
Oh, no.
Next time on Total Party Kill, will Hermione and Polly murder all of their friends or just some of their friends? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time.